How's Blake gotten off? What kind of start has he gotten off to this?
It's a good start. I thought the walkthrough was really crisp, both sides of the ball. I know I talked to Washer. He thought defensively one of our best walkthroughs that we've had. So, and I felt, you know, watching the offensive side too. So, good start.
How impressive is it how Derek Carr's limited turnovers as a guy who came in and started right away in his career?
He's impressive. We had him in the Senior Bowl. And I think just his demeanor, his competitiveness, he's very, very accurate. Has ability, extends plays. We watched him today extending plays, making big plays downfield. So you talk about a guy that's just playing with a lot of poise and confidence right now. You know, he's playing at a real high level.
I mean, I don't know if you can say this, but in your quarterback rankings that year draft, was he a guy you really liked? Let's put it this way. Was he a guy you really liked?
Yes, I did like him. I did like him a lot. I think just because we had the opportunity to work with him at the Senior Bowl.
How's that?
Discussing Carr with Ole, how much has he changed since he worked with him as a rookie?
You know what? That'd be a good question when you ask Ole. All I can go off is just what we see on tape, and it's that poise that you see guys play with. I think he's matured pretty rapidly. He plays with a lot of confidence. You know, his mannerisms on the field as far as directing things with the offensive line and the protections, he just seems like he's in full control.
Did the last 2 days glean anything on the run game?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some areas it's important. I don't want to get too much into it, but I think there's some areas when you break it down, take a look at the big picture, there's some of the run concepts that we use, like the average per attempt is high. And there's some that aren't so good. And I think it's directed our attention to try to do the things that we're doing well more often. You know, we look at opportunities. Really, you know, we had two series other than the first drive in the first half and the second half. I mean, we went no huddle and, you know, we had to, you know, kind of devote or commit ourselves to the passing game. So as far as opportunities to run the ball as well, you know, so we're factoring all that in. But there's been some things that have been showing up.
Can that make you predictable, though, if you hone down to?
Well, it depends how many you hone down to. You know, if you have 25 runs, you hone down to 18. You know, or you know, things like that. I think you can do.
Are you seeing the breakdowns where you're saying, why are you doing that, or are you just seeing guys? You're blocking the right guy. You just got to block him better.
I think there's, you know, some of both. I think there's some errors. You know, when you look at perfect plays, you know, if you ran this run play 10 times, you know, how many times are 11 guys doing it perfect? And there's going to be times across the league in the NFL when you look at run game. Someone might make a mistake here or there, but the back makes a miss or, you know, so I think we're just looking at the number of plays that are acceptable. Where are we at? And when you do that, you see some execution errors. You see some just assignment things that goes along with execution. And then just, you know, staying on the block longer or working up to second level, some technique things to work on. But, I mean, some of these concepts that we're doing that we looked at, the average per attempt is high. You know, so there's enough good things that we can hang our hat on.
Have you challenged the offensive linemen, like, to their face, said, you guys need to play better, step it up?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Well, we did that with everybody.
But I mean, specifically that group.
I think it's, you know, painting a clear picture to it. You know, there's, you know, what's the truth? What's the truth? And I think pointing out that, and I think there's a lot of attention being drawn on the run game. You know, and surely they feel that part of it. And so you don't want them, you want to pay attention to it, but you don't want to have them full of anxiety over it as well. So I think it's a fine line.
From the running back standpoint, is it hard to maybe improvise once an assignment is blown or something like that?
No, I think that's, you know, instincts. And we've seen that on tape with our backs too. I think they've done a good job, you know, hitting it. If it's not there, bouncing it.
How much progress did Miles make with another week at weak side linebacker?
Pretty good. I think that, you know, you saw us, we split those guys or gave, you know, if it was two series for Miles, one for Scuda, just to keep Scuda a big part of it as well, because they both have different strengths. And we know as the year goes on, there's going to be games where we need, you know, to use one guy's strengths more than the other as we go on. So I think it's keep them involved in the game. We've always said that if guys are playing well, they deserve an opportunity to play. We're going to do that if we can. And I think, too, the other part of it is both those guys are playing a lot of special teams. So by getting Scuda in there some, too, it keeps them fresh not only on defense and on special teams.
Maybe grasping at straws here, but your running back situation, do you think it's tough for a Yeldon or an Ivory to get in a rhythm when they're rotating in and out?
I don't think so. You know, I think it's, you know, it's that fine line, keeping them fresh and then keep them in a rhythm. So, you know, it'd be a great question for them, great question for Ole. It hasn't been brought to my attention.
How are they using Bruce Irvin compared to what Seattle did with him?
A little bit different. He's a different style of rusher. Very, very fast. Very fast on the perimeter. And when he is on the edge of the line of scrimmage, can chase things down. They drop him a little bit more than we did in Seattle. They changed some things up. So I wouldn't say, even though it's Ken Norton calling the defense, there's some things where it's not familiar to me as far as, oh, that's what we did in Seattle. You know, I think there's maybe a little bit of influence of Denver when Jack was with the Broncos.
I know it's not exactly the same thing because you went back to Seattle where you were a coordinator, but what's that like when you go back to a place where you've been a while as a coach and you got a lot of friends there and all that other stuff? And is it an emotional day for a coach when he goes back to a place he's been before or no?
Are you talking about like Jack now?
Yeah, Jack. Well, you did it when you played in Seattle.
No, I think it's special. I mean, you know, when you go back, there's something to be said when you go back to a place that you put time in and you put a lot of energy into it, and then to have the opportunity, it gives you a little, you know, extra juice. So I can only imagine. I mean, I know how well he thinks of this place and my conversations with him. He really enjoyed his time here. So for him to come back here and, you know, some familiarity, I'm sure he's excited about that.
How was
Alawalu playing
against 2 years?
Very, very good. Very good. I mean, it was a challenge to try to get him up in the beginning of the season. And now it's, when we have to talk about inactives, it's hard to put him down because he's playing so well.
Belichick threw away his tablet the other day on the sideline. Have you used it a lot, or are you sticking with the pictures?
We use the tablet. And, I just the times I've looked at it and our coaches, again, I haven't heard anything. You know, it's been good for us, but I don't know what the issue was.
So is it you've had no problems with it during the games?
No, nothing major. Nothing major.
What does a disruptive Alawalu look like this year?
Disruptive. Well, I think sometimes it's probably not as noticeable. He's getting some pressure. You know, you see that part of it. But against the run, you just can really count him. I know there's in a run situation where we put him in just to get bigger at the end spot. We brought Yannick out and put him in there, and it just gives us a little bit more strength on the point. And, he's been playing that part really well.
How much influence are you comfortable with Blake having in game planning? Like early in the week?
Yeah, no, I think he's very involved. I think that, you know, as they put together the game plan, the quarterbacks are in there. And then as they go through the week, it's always a chance at the end of the week where they take, you know, the red pen and just cross out some plays or put some plays in order really based on his comfort level after going through it during the week.
Is it similar to last year, or has it grown a little
bit? Yeah, I think it's more. I think there's more input.
If he were to come and say, look, I want to go a lot of no-huddle this week, which is the topic this week, is that something that you guys would say, okay, or would it be like, hey, wait, we're still going to do that a little bit situation, let's calm down, take a look at this type of thing?
Well, again, not to to put too much out there, right. You know. I think you look at it, and you look at the no huddle and how effective it was, and then you also look at our team and what we can sustain. When you decide to go no huddle, that's something that you work on in training camp and get your O lineman ready to go. And I mean, there's a lot that goes to it other than just the quarterback. But to have conversation about it and say, hey, this has been effective for us, you know, at times. But what's its role going forward? Those conversations have been.
You're still about 22, 23 seconds between plays during those sequences. Would you like it to even go a little quicker, or is that a nice switch?
No, I think that was good. Like I said, we have different styles. We just chose that style at that time. And we felt like if we went that style, we could still be effective and get a chance to gain another series.
Would you look at, if you did go to a little more up-tempo, would you look at where the defense just got off the field? Like if the defense had just two back-to-back three and outs, maybe you go up-tempo, because worst case is, but if the defense had given up like a 10-play, 80-yard drive, you wouldn't want to go.
Right, right. There's something to be said because, you know, how's your defense playing and how much you put them on it. That's always, you know, conversation. That if you go no huddle and now how many plays is the defense out there? We saw it. We went no huddle and the defense had, 87 plays, I think, in the Chicago game. So, you know, maybe a game, that's okay. But you keep having 80 plays and it stacks up. It puts a lot of wear and tear in the defense. So those are all questions that go into it. Yeah.
What does Amari Cooper do well to get his catches?
Well, he's strong. You know, he's 210 pounds. I mean, so he's a big type of receiver that plays with good strength. He's very, very athletic. You know, on the sideline, running over routes, his speed. He's the real deal now. He is very, very talented.
Was it pretty obvious from the moment that he got here that you guys were going to tell Jalen you got the number one guy every week? Or was that something kind of developed through camp?
Well, I think it really does depend week to week. You know, it depends. The style of team. Now we're facing a challenge with two really good wide receivers. So now how are we going to handle this? Because Crabtree, I mean, he's got more touchdowns. He's strong. He's dynamic. So, and he's playing really well, too. So you take everything into account when you look at it.
Is this the toughest pass offense
you've
played?
Good one, D-Rock. Thanks.
Is this the toughest pass offense you've played this year?
Yeah, it is. You know, because he's playing with really good poise. He's very accurate. And that's what we told our defense. This one, you know, this is a big challenge for us defensively. Big challenge. I know against Kansas City they struggle at times. But for the most part, I mean, they're averaging a lot of points. And they've been very efficient and productive. Their run game with their pass game, it's intermediate. They take shots. So they have the ability to put up a lot of points.